CJ, this is AJ Castle from MLB.com. Can you just take me through your reaction the moment that you heard your name called by the Padres?
I mean, there was a lot of people there, and at first I was kind of nervous, but when I heard my name called, it was just an amazing feeling, unexplainable, but it's a dream come true, and the grind really starts now.
CJ, this is Jeff Sanders with the San Diego Union Tribune. The Padres have a lot of shortstops already in the system. How does that affect your journey going forward?
I mean, it's not going to change anything in that I'm going to keep working hard and trying to get to the next level. I'm just going to do my best and keep grinding.
You view yourself as a shortstop long term, and would you be open to possibly playing somewhere else?
I see myself as a shortstop and staying there during my baseball career. You know, I've taken a lot of pride in my defense this past year, not playing basketball for my senior year, so I've got a lot of time to work on that. So I see myself staying at a shortstop position.
You deferred to Bobby Witt Jr. For Team USA to play center field. How did that go down?
Coach Matt Blood called me, and he asked me if I was willing to play center field. And I told him I'd do anything to be on the Team USA. So whatever I could do to help that team win, I was willing to do it.
CJ, this is Dennis Lynn with The Athletic. Congrats. What was your experience at Beckel like last August playing the perfect game All-American Classic?
Oh, man, it was awesome. Beckel's a really nice park. San Diego's a really nice place. The weather was amazing. Nothing like Georgia's hot, dry summers, but It's a great place.
CJ, David Jay from Matt Friars. What did you take away from that summer showcase series and playing against the elite guys in your class?
I saw that I could compete with those guys, and it showed me that I'm going to have to always get better to compete with the next level of talent. And it's just I enjoyed it, and I had fun with it.
Has your speed always been your defining kind of characteristic on the baseball field, and how do you view the way it can help your game?
Yeah, speed is definitely a big part of my game. I've always been able to use my speed to get on base, steal bases, and score runs for the team.
Hey, CJ, Scott Miller from Bleacher Report and Fox Sports San Diego. Congratulations. I know you've committed to the University of Alabama, obviously as a sixth overall pick with the Padres now. What's your status on your signability? You see yourself signing pretty quick?
Yeah, I'm going to talk with my people at home, but I definitely can see myself signing pretty quick.
Yeah. CJ, who's your advisor?
Mike Sanders.
How are you celebrating tonight?
I'm just chilling with my family and friends. You know, they've been with me along the journey. So just having this experience with them, I've been enjoying it.
And was Tyler Stubblefield the one who let you know that they were going to call your name?
Mike actually texted me, so I think they called Mike and let him know. So that's what happened.
You're known as a guy who doesn't swing and miss very much. Do you see yourself having to be a little more selective in the pros, or is that something you plan on keeping the same approach going forward?
I see myself having the same approach. Sometimes I am known to be a little bit over aggressive, but with work that can change. And yeah, I don't miss the ball too much, so being selective will be a big part of it.
One last question for me. Back to your celebrating. You said you're chilling with your family. What set the scene just a little bit? Yeah, what you have special food? You bring food in? Your favorite meal you had catered or you cooking at home? Or what kind of stuff you have going?
Oh no, the food was at Taco Mac where we were all at the draft. But we're just kind of chilling at the house, just talking. Not too much.
Okay. You said the food, you were at a place, were you at a, out at an establishment during the draft when you heard your name, right?
Yes, sir. We were at, it's called Taco Mac. It's like a sports bar.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I still get, the name was, what?
Taco Mac.
Taco Mac. T-A-C-O-M-A-X?
Yes, Taco Mac.
Taco Mac. Okay, cool.
M-A-C.
M-A-C-K.
Taco Mac. Google. CJ, as you were going through your work this spring, how did you stay focused on what you had to get done day to day with the parade of scouts and execs coming through?
I mean, I never really paid attention to them. You know, I saw them there, but I couldn't lose focus on what I was doing. I just played how I play every day, just having fun out there with my team, trying to get a win. Never really paid attention to them.
That's good. Did you get to play one-on-one against Preller on the basketball court while he was down there?
No, I wish I did, though. That would be fun.